In the second programme of my new series, I'll be talking to the Booker-winning author Bernardine Evaristo.
As writers, we're often asked about our literary influences, but that's only one aspect of who we are.
Hearing how her background shaped her creative process.
I do like to somehow capture the essence of how people speak, and I kind of wonder if that's also rooted in growing up with somebody who did not speak standard English.
Bernardine Evaristo on This Cultural Life. This Saturday night at 7.15 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Well now, Adam Riches stars in the comedy recorded on location in Sweden. And this week, wedding bells are in the air.
So, Jeff, are you ready to experience the Swedish tongue?
Okay, but be gentle.
I've finally taken Linda's mum up on her offer of Swedish lessons.
Remember, our alphabet has three extra letters.
The A with a little circle over, and the A and the O with two dots.
Precis. And we pronounce these O, A, E. You don't like how I say O, A, E.
No, sorry, Gunilla, it's lovely.
But you must practice every day. O, A, E. O, A, E.
It might sound like that scene from When Harry Met Sally, but I've learnt the dots above Swedish letters are crucial. For instance, you want to say...
Jag mår väl.
I feel well. But miss the dots, and it's...
Jag mår väl.
I feel like a whale. All this is why, over the last few years, the phrase I've used most often is...
Do you speak English?
'Cause the cold Swedish winter is right outside, and I just want somebody to hold me through tonight. The cold Swedish winter.
The cold Swedish winter by Danny Robbins.
And we need to do the seating plan, decide on flowers, and choose walk-in music.
Yeah, I made a list.
Okay, I'm going to rule out Mr. Boombastic.
What?
It's just a few weeks till our wedding, or as the Swedes say,
bröllop.
Two dots over the O. Otherwise, it's
brulop,
which means
running over a bridge.
And we're doing a big planning session with Linda's parents.
I'm also ruling out the Macarena.
Right.
And Crazy Frog.
This is a farce.
So, how do you feel, Jeff? Nervous?
Well, with all this, I've barely had time to think about the actual day. I guess a brolop's pretty much the same as an English wedding, right?
Oh, Jeff, they are completely different.
In England, do all the guests dance naked around a birch tree before drinking the blood of a young moose?
No.
Neither do we. That's one similarity. But there are many differences.
We have a custom that every man can kiss the bride.
You what?
Yep. Whenever you go to the toilet, all the blokes queue up to get a kiss.
Blimey. Better hold it in.
Another difference is the bride's father does not give her away.
In Sweden, such sexist patriarchy would not be tolerated.
You know, at British weddings, only the groom, the bride's father, and the best man can speak.
Nay.
Here we are a democracy. Everyone can speak.
We have a lot of speeches.
Which means the really important speeches, like mine.
And mine.
They have to be extra special. We don't want someone saying we weren't as good as Linda's second cousin twice removed.
Oh. Do you have a second cousin twice removed?
Yes, and she's a very, very good speaker.
But the headliner, the main attraction, that's still the best man.
Nay!
We often don't even have a best man.
What?
We are social democrats. Nobody wants to be the guy saying, I'm the best.
The most important speeches are Linda's and yours. And of course, it must be in Swedish.
No.
The marriage, Jeff, is not legal unless the groom gives his speech in fluent Swedish.
Really? Well, I'd better...
Your face, Jeff.
You big language loser.
Can't you imagine? Oh, I'm a whale. He would ruin the wedding.
Don't know much about the Garden of Eden. Just want to be huge and sweet and back off. Back off. Back off.
Jaha, vad vill du ha då?
Okay, so en äppeljuice, kaffe och...
Hot chocolate for me, thanks.
Varm choklad.
Okay, yeah.
So, walk-in music. How about I Will Always Love You? I've always loved The Bodyguard.
Linda, did you really mean it yesterday when you called me a big language loser?
I was only teasing. But let's face it, we've been here for 3 years, and you can't even order your own hot chocolate.
Here you go. Enjoy.
Everyone speaks English for you.
That's the problem. I meet all these Swedes who say, oh, you've been here ages, why aren't you speaking Swedish? And I think, why aren't you speaking Swedish?
Well, at least it means everyone will understand your wedding speech, right?
Maybe what I need is just to go for it. Jump out of a plane in Swedish. See if my parachute works.
Oh my God, that's really dangerous.
I meant metaphorically. I'm gonna give my speech in Swedish.
What?
By the time we get married, I will have forced the Swedish tongue inside myself. How does that sound?
Disgusting.
Oh, I'm doing this, Linda. It's not just for me, it's for you. We've been here 3 years. It's time I told you I love you in Swedish.
Aw, that's pretty cute, actually. And how would you do that?
Jag älskar dig.
Jag älskar dig. You missed the dots.
What does that mean? I know that I'm in over my head. You're messing me up, now hear what I say. You go straight to my head. What you say? I'm in trouble now.
That evening, whilst Linda had a final dress fitting, I cycled down to Soren's Pizza Kebab restaurant, run by Soren, everyone's favourite Kurdish Dane.
Yo, Jeffery!
I'd called a meeting of my closest male friends, English Ian.
Greetings, Earthlings.
And Linda's brother, Anders.
Here you go, guys. Three old Hawaiians.
Why old Hawaiians?
I wouldn't eat that pineapple.
So, is it true that you're giving your speech in Swedish?
You betcha.
What?
I'm having extra sessions with Gunilla. By the end of it, I'm going to be all air Ursen.
You know, Jeffery, I have a great tip for learning Swedish. It's much easier if you learn Danish first.
Oh, thanks, Sora. Anyway, the reason I got us all together is I want to ask you guys a question. A big question. Anders, Ian, will you be my joint best man?
Yowza. Jeff, I would be honoured, mate.
Anders? Could you look even slightly pleased?
Well, you know the best man is not a big deal here.
Yeah, but where I'm from, it's huge. So give me something.
Oh, hooray. I'm the best man. I'm so pumped.
Jeffery, I'm guessing you haven't asked me because you want me to do the catering.
I totally would, Soren, but Linda's not into the idea of pizza and kebab.
I also do falafel.
I figured I'd give you both different duties. Ian, you'll be in charge of the rings.
Roger.
And Anders, you can organise the stag, dude.
Oh, why can't I do the stag?
What did you do on yours?
Oh, we dressed as characters from the J.R.R. Tolkien universe and reenacted one of the battles for Middle-earth.
That's why you can't do it. Anders, I don't want to steer you too much, but I'm thinking paintballing, a club, casino and strippers. Come on, the lads. Jaeger bombs all around. Anders, what's up? Oh, don't tell me Swedes don't have stag do's.
No, we do. We call it the Svensexa. But it's a little different to British ones.
Oh, it's got the word Sven and sex in, so it sounds pretty naughty. I'll leave it to you, you maverick. Just don't disappoint.
Oh my golem. I've just realised. My duty, it means I am quite literally the Lord of the Rings.
I could still ask Soren instead.
Please don't.
The next few weeks flew by.
Mr. Boombastic is a very special track to me.
How about we compromise and go for Love Is All Around? We still need a pianist.
Sorted. I asked Soren. He was pretty gutted to miss out on Best Man. I figured I should give him something.
But is he any good?
He was on Denmark's Got Talent.
Seriously? Playing the piano?
No. Juggling pizza ingredients. He said he would have made the semi-final, but he concussed himself on a tin of pineapple chunks.
Every day I fitted in a dose of the Swedish tongue.
So how are you thinking of starting your speech?
Ah, well, I thought I'd kick off with, how do you say married again?
Gift.
Right, here goes. Jag är så glad att jag har gift till Linda. What's up?
Oh, I'm sorry, Jeff. It's just, you said you were glad you had poison for Linda.
All right, but you said...
Yes. But gift also means poison. Jag har gift mig. I have married. But jag har gift. I have poison.
Simple.
Still.
Oh, don't tell him.
Jeff sa, jag har gift till Linda.
Va?
Fyller det i mina fingrar. Jag fyller det i mina tär.
Soran.
Kärligheten omkring mig.
Soran. We probably don't want it in Danish.
Oh.
Hey, how's the rehearsal going?
Oh, great. And you still want me to juggle? I can do 6 mozzarella balls.
Hey, how was the lesson?
Good. Yeah, your parents loved it.
Don't forget, I'm doing my mer hippa tonight.
Mer hippa?
My hen party. We're doing karaoke and a meal.
And a stripper?
You're offering?
You couldn't afford me.
What's going on with your svensexa?
Nothing. I'm pretty annoyed with Anders, actually. I clearly asked the wrong person to be best man.
Yeah, you're telling me. Anyway, I better go. And don't worry, Linda. I will be word perfect by Sunday.
The wedding's on Saturday.
Oh, dear.
I'm going to have a quick shower. Hey, mister. I'm proud of you. It's silly, but you're learning my language. It feels almost as big a commitment as marriage.
Yeah?
So don't screw it up.
Oh, God. Jag har gift mig. Jag har gift mig. Come on, Jeff. Jeff!
Say vem kan svara på, vem kan förklara SOS?
There are words in Swedish I don't think it's possible for a human to pronounce.
Ah, you're finally spotted. They are incredibly sophisticated robots. Can I see the rings?
Sure, they're here.
I've been practicing at home with some hula hoop crisps. I can now get them out of my pocket in under 3 seconds. Though on the last time, I went in a little bit hard and suffered some groinal distress.
Well, at least someone is taking their best man duty seriously. Hang on. I opened the door and my blood ran cold as I was confronted by 2 large men dressed in black wearing balaclavas.
Ian!
A bag was thrown over my head as they grabbed me and bundled me into a car. The only word I recognised was...
kidnap.
Disorientated on the back seat, the one thing I could detect was a strong smell of pickled herring. Then suddenly, the bag was pulled off my head.
Sorry about the smell, Jeff.
Anders!
I used that bag to carry my lunch.
Hey, Jeff.
Jeff, Eddie!
Sorry, mate.
What the hell is going on? I was terrified.
This is what we do on a Swedish svensexa. We kidnap the groom.
We arrange it all with Linda.
Now, the next thing we do is dress you up.
We wanted to choose something that was really embarrassing, but very British.
So we went with Theresa May.
Put this skirt on, come on.
And this wig.
Ooh, nice heels.
And now we go and have some crazy fun.
Hey, is it paintball club, casino and strippers?
Well, I don't want to spoil the surprise, but let's just say we're about to drive as far as possible into the remote wilderness.
That's probably a no.
Sten drove for miles until we reached a point where the road just gave up. And we were faced by a wall of deep, ancient forest, as mysterious and impenetrable as Justin Bieber's success.
Okay, everybody out.
Now, Englishman, we enter the forest.
To play paintball?
Shut up and walk.
And Jaffery, watch those stilettos.
We walked for what felt like an hour. And then I saw a small wooden shack set amongst the trees. Covered in moss and ivy, it could have been hundreds of years old and possibly made of sweets.
Strippers? Don't do it to yourself, Jeff. It's the hope that kills you.
This is the cottage of Ingeborg Olafsdottir.
Try saying that after a few Jaeger bombs.
She's a wise woman of the woods, a healer. They say she can read men's souls.
So like a witch.
Yeah, you could say that. Though it's a little sexist and patriarchal. She has lived her whole life amongst these trees. And she has a thing that we need.
Casino tokens. The door was opened by a tiny, wizened woman who looked even older than the shack.
Hey, son. How have you been heard of?
Hello. I'm Jeff. Ingeborg Olafsdottir looked me up and down as if I was the oddest thing she'd ever seen. Which I probably was, as wearing the Theresa May costume and sweaty from the walk, I looked a bit like Grayson Perry if he'd let himself go.
Ingeborg, can we få nyckeln, tack?
Ingeborg passed over a large, rusty old key. To the secret nightclub in the forest, please? And then retreated back into the sweet-smelling dark of her shack.
Tack.
hej då. Och lycka till med bröllopet.
She wished you luck with your wedding.
Oh, she could tell I was getting married from reading my soul?
No, I told her on Facebook.
We set off again for what felt like another hour. Until...
At last, this is where we shall have your svensexa.
A small lake, and next to it, a beautifully ornate wooden building.
And now, Englishman, take off your clothes.
Do you want help with the bra?
So hot in here. So hot in
here. This isn't the sort of nudity I expected on my stag do.
This is one of the oldest saunas in Sweden, Jeff.
It's a family tradition. Every Andersson man has come here for his svensexa.
So is this me being accepted into the family?
Tolerated.
What are you doing, Sten?
I'm laying juniper onto the hot coals. Smell.
Man, that's Ooh. Good.
And now a little of this oil. It's menthol.
Oh, Sten, you mentalist!
We are purifying you before the wedding. Getting you ready for my daughter.
This is intense. So what do we do now?
Well, we just sit here and sweat.
Oh, it's getting hot in here, so, hot. So take off all your clothes.
How long have we done?
Nearly a minute.
I'm melting.
You can still take it, Englishman.
Oh, God. How long now?
20 minutes.
Really? The heat makes you completely lose track of time.
No, I'm joking. It's a minute and a half.
When Linda started having boyfriends, the first time I met them, I would always insist it was in a sauna. Sitting together, without clothes, looking each other in the eye, it's the true test of a man.
Did many pass?
Well, it's funny. But a lot of guys did not come back for a second date.
Good.
Now, if we have sweated enough, it's time for the next part of the ritual.
Jäger bombs!
We throw you in the lake.
Oh, no, no, no!
And it's your heart. It's alive. It's pumping blood.
Afterwards, we relaxed with a beer and some barbecued sausages. Soren had brought his guitar.
Love is all around me, and so the feeling grows. You like it like this?
It wasn't the stag do I'd imagined, but it felt very Swedish. And for once, so did I.
Tack, Sten. Det var fantastic.
Ah, oh, Jeff. Such perfect pronunciation.
Must be the beer.
Bilbo Baggins! Ian, what's up? The rings! I've lost the rings!
You what? What the hell did you bring them with you for?
The practice.
Practice what? Looking after them? Because you spectacularly failed at that.
When did you last have them?
I definitely remember having them when we got out the car.
They could be anywhere in the forest.
Okay, let's split up. That way we'll cover more ground.
We set off doing a fingertip search of the forest.
Bloody Ian.
After a while, my back hurt. I hadn't found the rings.
Anders.
And it dawned on me I'd wandered a lot further than I thought.
Sten. Ian.
All the trees Soren. Were starting to look the same.
Uh-oh.
But I followed my instinct. And eventually came out by
Ingborg's cottage. Balls!
I'd gone in entirely the opposite direction. But at least I could ask for help.
Hey.
Hi. Jeff. We met earlier. I was dressed as Theresa May. I actually need directions.
What?
Oh, sorry. Directions?
What?
English?
Nee.
Holy Sven-Goran Eriksson, here in the deep, dark emptiness of the forest, I had found the one person in Sweden who didn't speak English. But I could do this. My mind kicked into gear. I remembered the Swedish for directions.
Vagbeskrivning.
The dots! I'd missed the dots!
I mean, vagbeskrivning. Jag behöver vagbeskrivning till sauna.
Jaha, ja, ja.
There's no better feeling than making yourself understood in a foreign language. Well, okay, there are some better feelings. But you wouldn't do them with a strange old lady in the woods.
Lyssna nu då, du måste gå rakt.
Maybe the magic of the forest had taken hold.
Yeah.
But I felt like I'd finally jumped out of that metaphorical plane.
Oi, DJ, Emma. Hello, baby. Are you crying? Han gråter, vänta. Hold on, I'm going outside. What's up?
I'm lost. I'm in a forest and it's getting dark. I asked a witch for directions, but now I'm even more lost.
Hold on, slow down. A witch? So she gave you the wrong directions?
No, I think they were right, but...
But what?
They were in Swedish, and I didn't understand them. I thought I did, but, well, my parachute didn't work.
So, what do you want me to do about it?
I finally managed to get myself back to the witch's house. Can you talk to her and then translate for me?
You big language loser. Okay, come on, let's go talk to the witch.
A couple of days later, Linda and I stood in the town square, her in her dress and me in my new suit. Swedes don't go in for that superstition about the groom not seeing the bride before the ceremony.
What are you thinking?
That I'm a lucky man, and that I possibly should have bought the next size up. Ooh.
It was a stunning September morning, and the sun reflected off the whitewashed walls of the old Lutheran church.
So, are you ready to walk each other down the aisle in a totally unsexist way?
Let's smash the patriarchy.
And listen, your speech. Mm. Just say it in English. I don't want you to be stressing out about your
All right, calm down.
You've got the whole of the rest of your life to learn Swedish.
Trust me, it really could take that long.
I feel it in my fingers.
It all seemed to go to plan. Soren tinkled his bon tempi.
Ho, ho, ho. Who wants to see me juggle salami?
And after only a brief moment of panic...
Oh, I definitely had them when I left the house.
Ian produced the rings.
Vill du, Linda Maria Sofia Andersson, ta denna Jeff Alexander Scott till din man att älska honom i nöd och lust?
Ja.
Jag förklarar er nu för äkta maken.
We are now husband and wife.
Thanks. I wondered what I was agreeing to.
Now it's time to... Party!
Congratulations, Jeff.
Thanks, Dan.
Everybody is so excited about your speech. My amazing son-in-law. I told them he survived the sauna, the lake, yes. The forest, uh-huh. Being dressed as Theresa May, and still found time to learn Swedish.
Papa, he's going to do it in English.
I knew she shouldn't have married you.
Right, I'm going to the toilet. Seriously, don't worry about it.
But what Linda didn't know was that I had an idea. A crazy idea. All I needed to do was...
Linda's gone to the toilet. Quick, everybody, kiss Jeff.
Oh, I thought that was only if the groom left the room.
This is Sweden. Everything is equal.
Come here, Jeff. Oh.
Hallå. Nu ska vi höra från Lindas kusin, Matilda.
My second cousin, twice removed.
Hey. I thought, since we have so many guests from the UK, perhaps I should speak in English. Please forgive any mistakes. So, how do we describe Linda? Well, in the immortal words of the poet Percy Bysshe Shelley...
Sten was right to be worried. Matilda's speech was an emotional rollercoaster of oratory.
I felt I had to go and work saving indigenous children's lives in the Amazon rainforest, but I was determined to fly back and celebrate the shining light that is my darling cousin Linda, our northern star. May you burn forever bright. Skål!
I can't believe it. She did it again, always upstaging me.
Right,
I'm going to the toilet.
You know men will kiss me.
Yep, but I can't hold it in.
I was lying, of course. I could easily hold my wee in. But what was about to spill out was my crazy idea.
Ian, Soren, I need you to follow me to the toilet right now.
But I wanted to kiss Linda.
Get the door. Guys, we don't have long. Ian, I need your translating skills super fast.
Roger.
And Soren.
Oh, you want to learn Danish, right? So, we have three extra letters. Oh.
Not quite. Here, look on my phone. This is what I'm planning.
Oh, Jeff, no.
Oh, my Allah.
Yep, and we've got about 10 minutes to make it happen.
Hello? And now, it's time for the main attraction. The man himself, Jeff. Jeff!
Tack, 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 Anders. Hey everyone. So I was going to be giving my speech in Swedish, but I'm afraid I chickened out. I'm not going to talk in Swedish. I'm going to sing in Swedish instead. Soren, take it away. Linda. This one's for you. I know it's your favorite. Oh, God. Om jag stannar här skulle jag vara till ditt besvär så jag far men jag har all min kärlek till dig i förvar för jag ska älska dig för alltid ska jag älska dig.
Linda, jag älskar dig.
You got the dots in the right place.
Well, you could say I'm dotty about you.
Don't do that joke in front of them.
You don't think Swedes will get the pun?
No, it's just not very funny.
Fair play. Yeah.
I'm so happy.
Me too. So, a duet on the next bit?
Yes!
Cold Swedish Winter was created and written by Danny Robbins. It starred Adam Richards as Jeff, Sisla Benn as Linda, Anna-Lena Bergelin as Gunilla, Thomas Oritsson as Steen, Danny Robbins as Ian, Fredrik Andersson as Anders, Farshad Kolgi as Soran, and Frank Pitcher as John. The other parts were played by Cecilia Nilsson, Thomas Eriksson, and Isak Jansson. The producer is Frank Sterling, and it's a 7 Digital production for BBC Radio 4.